This Football Friday report is powered by the new Minnesota Lottery Viking Scratch Game. This could be your year because you've got a chance at $100,000 and great second chance prizes. So say, I'm in. Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 or older to play.
No game for the Vikes this week. They're off. They'll host the Eagles a week from Sunday. We'll talk more football later. Talking hockey right now, the Wild whipped the Blues 5-0 last night. It was the season opener for both teams. Philip Gustafson pitched the shutout in net for Minnesota.
We came out good in the first period. Struggled a little bit in the first 15 minutes in the second period. Killed off two big penalty kills there and right back at it in the third period to close it out.
Ryan Hartman scored twice. Joel Eriksson-Ek, Marco Rossi, and Matt Boldy added markers. Kirill Kaprizov had three assists. College hockey, the Gopher men lost to Boston College in Minneapolis last night 3-1. Head coach Bob Motzko says his team's not that far off.
If we just could have connected a couple dots, I think we would have had a little bit more juice that would start flowing. But I hate to say it, a little frustration sets in when it's not easy. The young guys got to really hit hard. We scored 9 goals in 4 periods last week, and now we've only got one in 2 periods, and we got to fight through it.
Brody Lamb scored the lone Minnesota goal. Now on to more football. The Gophers host Purdue tomorrow night as part of homecoming week. Minnesota defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee says of the visiting Boilermakers,
they got really good players. They got a really good back. Likes to jump over a lot of stuff. He likes to do a lot of things. So I think he's a really good player. We're well aware of that, and we're doing our best.
Tomorrow's kickoff is 6:30. The Wolves lost in overtime last night, a preseason game to the Knicks in New York. 195 the final. Forward Julius Randle scored 16 points, but says defense has to keep getting better.
Yeah, it has to. We can win so many games with our defense, and we've got a lot of versatility and great defenders on that end. So, you know, we got to establish the tone we want to set on that end for, you know, the whole year.
This is MNN Sports.